Radio Prague News. Police say they believe criminal negligence was behind the outbreak of methanol poisonings in the Czech Republic. The death toll from contaminated bootleg liquor has now reached 22, and Slovakia has announced it is banning liquor imports from the Czech Republic. Police say they believe criminal negligence was behind the outbreak of methanol poisonings in the Czech Republic. At a press briefing in Prague on Tuesday, Deputy Interior Minister Jaroslav Hruška said the evidence collected so far pointed to a fatal error rather than a premeditated crime. 23 people have been charged so far, and according to the Deputy Interior Minister, investigators were getting closer to the source but were not there yet. Police President Martin Červíček said earlier that identifying the source and tracing the contaminated liquor could take weeks. Meanwhile, the death toll from contaminated bootleg liquor in the country has reached 22. An autopsy conducted on a woman who died at home has confirmed death from methanol poisoning. A 29-year-old man from South Moravia, who had been in critical condition for over a week, also died on Tuesday. He reportedly ordered the lethal liquor on the internet. Meanwhile, four more people are reported to have been hospitalized in Ostrava and Karvine in Moravia after drinking spirits they had at home. More than 35 people remain in hospital in different parts of the country. Preventive checks of spirits are taking place around the country with police officers, firefighters and hygiene inspectors out in the field daily. Firefighters recently uncovered 260 litres of alcohol in plastic containers in which the methanol content exceeded 20-30%. An illegal bottling plant was uncovered in the vicinity of Cheb, West Bohemia, from which police confiscated equipment, bottles and stamps. Police are investigating how 94,000 tax stamps designated for an official liquor producer ended up in the hands of bootleggers. The Council for Radio and Television Broadcasting has issued a ban on advertisements for spirits while sales of hard liquor are prohibited. The regulation banning the sale of all beverages containing more than 20% alcohol came into effect on Friday after bootleg liquor took its 20th victim when it emerged that many of the victims had bought the deadly alcohol from regular stores. The bottles contained fake or stolen labels and tax stamps. It is not clear how long the ban may last for. The health minister has indicated that the government may in time moderate the ban on imported quality alcohol that is considered safe. Czech spirits producers and importers are losing about 15 million crowns on net sales every day as a result of the ban. Some have restricted production and may be laying off staff. Restaurants and bars report a steep drop in profits and a drop in regular customers. The state is also reported to be losing around 25 million in taxes each day. Slovakia has announced it is banning liquor imports from the Czech Republic in connection with the outbreak of methanol poisonings. The ban should take effect as of 5 p.m. on Tuesday. Poland issued a ban on Czech spirits on Sunday. Several liquor producers have meanwhile issued statements criticizing the government for having neglected the problems with bootleg alcohol for years and say the broad ban on spirits will severely damage their finances and reputation. The Jan Becher company that makes the country's famous Becherovka liquor has turned to the European Commission for help. Some hard drink producers have quickly changed their production plans in view of the ban on imports from Poland and Slovakia and are focusing on other buyers. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. A cold front is expected to bring the warm spell to an abrupt end on Wednesday evening, with overcast skies, scattered showers and a drop in day temperatures to between 13 and 17 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.